说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hi, you're listening to Chinese Pod. This is an intermediate lesson. My name is John.
大家好，我是 Jenny。
Okay, Jenny, today we have a boy and a girl talking about someone else.
对，他们在说另一个女孩长得怎么样。
Okay, so this other girl, what she looks like.
对。
So when you talk about what someone looks like, we say...
长得怎么样。长得怎么样。
Okay, looks like...How, you know, what they look like.
对，所以呢，我们在对话里会听到形容一个人他长相 appearance 的一些词。
Right, we're talking about describing a person's appearance.
对。
Now, of course, there's all the Chinese vocabulary associated with this, but there are also some cultural things we want to pay attention to because it's not exactly the same as in English, right?
没错。那我们现在先听对话吧。
All right, here we go.
我周末碰到小周和他女朋友了。
小周有女朋友了？
是啊。
他女朋友长得怎么样？
挺漂亮的，长发，圆脸，眼睛很大。
圆脸，胖不胖？
不胖不瘦，正好。
高不高？有我高吗？
好像差不多吧。
长得白吗？皮肤好不好？
不是特别白，皮肤还可以吧。
单眼皮还是双眼皮？
这我可没注意，我又没盯着人家看。
哦，
哎，你怎么对小周的女朋友这么感兴趣？
All right, so it sounds like this girl has some motivations for asking about the other girl.
对，她很好奇，很 curious.
Yeah, all right, so anyway, let's take a look at the first line, and this sets up the dialogue. What do we hear?
我周末碰到小周和他女朋友了。我周末碰到小周和他女朋友了。
Okay, so on the weekend, I did what? What's the verb here?
碰到，碰到。
So this literally means bump into, right?
对，这个和英语很像啊，很 match。
Yeah, so in Chinese, when you bump into someone by chance, you can use this verb, which literally means to bump into.
对，就是碰到。那一定要碰到这两个字都用，你不能只说我碰。
Because if you say 碰, that means like you're actually bumping them.
对。
So bump into, 碰到。
没错。
And that's two fourth tones, right?
是的。
Now, in this sentence, we have a 了 at the end.
对，我周末碰到小周和他女朋友了。那这个了呢，通常就是我们在形容已经发生的事情，而且你在告诉别人。
Okay, so you're telling someone something happened, but I thought in that case, like a completed verb, you usually have the 了 directly after the verb, no?
也可以，但是你也会看到这种动词，然后一件事情最后再加一个了。
Okay, so if I understand you correctly, sometimes you will have the 了 directly after the verb.
对。
Like here you could say, 碰到了。
也可以。
Or sometimes you move it to the end, like after the object.Because you're informing someone of some event, and that's also a natural way to use 了。
对，比如说我告诉你 John, 我昨天去看电影了。
Okay, yesterday I went to see a movie.
对。
So the 了 comes at the end after the object movie.
是。
Okay, got it. And then in the next sentence...
又有一个了，就是那个女孩问，小周有女朋友了？小周有女朋友了？
So, 小周 has a girlfriend, and then there's a 了 here. This is indicating a change of state, right?
对，就是小周以前没有女朋友，现在他有女朋友了。
Okay, he didn't have one before, now he has one, so the 了 emphasizes that.
对。
So, it's almost like he got a girlfriend, he has a girlfriend now.
对，就是这个意思。
Got it.
好，那这个女孩啊，她就很好奇，很 curious,小周的女朋友长得怎么样？长得怎么样？
Okay, so when we ask what someone looks like, it literally we're saying they grow how? They have grown into what type of appearance?
对，对。
If you think about it in English, it's kind of weird too. Look like? Because they're not actually looking, you're looking, right?
我们不用讲这么 philosophical, 这么 deep.
All right, so the point is just memorize this phrase. What does someone look like, especially people, right? We say,
长得怎么样?长得怎么样?
All right, just remember that and you'll be fine. So what does she look like? What are her features?
哦,她挺漂亮的,挺漂亮的。
Okay, so 挺漂亮的。
嗯。
When we use 挺, we often have the 的 after the adjective, and it means rather.
对,就是 quite, rather.
Quite pretty, rather pretty.
哎。
All right, and what are some of her features?
她是长发,圆脸,眼睛很大。长发,圆脸,眼睛很大。
Okay, so 长发, that means long hair.
对。
So you can say it that way in Chinese. You don't have to say 头发很长。
哎，也可以说长发。
Okay, long hair.
然后呢，圆脸，圆脸。
So literally round face.
嗯。
Second tone, third tone, right?
对，圆脸，然后眼睛很大，眼睛很大。
So her eyes are very big.
对啊，中国人觉得眼睛很大，很漂亮。
So those two go together.
对。
All right, and you'll often hear that when you're describing pretty girls, right?
是的。
Okay, so these are all good things.
嗯，那我们看看她胖不胖啊、哦、
Yeah, because she has a round face, so she could be fat or maybe her face is just round, right?
对，那么她不胖不瘦，正好，正好。
So she's not fat, she's not skinny, she is just right.
哎，正好。
So this is like the porridge and the three little bears story, right?
嗯，对。什么 story? 我不知道。
The three little bears.
三只小熊，然后呢？
The porridge?
小熊吃粥啊。
You don't know this story?
我不知道。
All right, let's not go there. Anyway, just right is...
正好，正好。
And that's fourth tone, third tone, right?
对。那这个女孩呢她很想知道小周的女朋友高不高有我高吗有我高吗
Okay, so is she tall and then is she as tall as me? How do we say that?
有我高吗有我高吗
Okay, and then if you're answering saying she is as tall as me, you would say
啊她有我高有我高
And then she is not as tall as me.
她没有我高,没有我高。
Okay, so this is an important way to compare. It's not the easiest way. Probably when you originally learned to make comparisons, you learned it with 比。
哎,对,就是她比我高吗?比我高吗?
So that would be, is she taller than me?
对。
But in this case, is she as tall as me?
我们可以用有,有我高吗?有我高吗?
All right, and... About the same, right?
对,他们好像差不多,好像差不多。
He probably doesn't remember exactly how tall she is.
是的,那我们现在基本上已经知道小周的女朋友长得怎么样,还是挺漂亮的啊。
Right, she's pretty.
那接下来我们看看她长得白吗?长得白吗?
So here we have this 长得 again, right?
对。
Talking about her appearance.
对,这里说的是她长得白吗?白吗?
Alright, so second tone, this means white.
对,这个呢也是中国人或者亚洲人觉得女孩子长得白就很漂亮。
Okay, so it's one of those cultural values. White skin is good.
对,就是那种 fair skin, 对吧?
Yeah, so in English we might say pale, and we think of pale as not a good thing in the States.
就是不健康。
Right, like you never go out in the sun, you don't exercise or whatever.
哎，可是，在亚洲呢，我们 intentionally never go out in the sun.
Carry your umbrellas around everywhere.
因为我们喜欢白。
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is: How long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months?Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in...
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
All right, but let me ask you, when we're asking if her skin is pale, if she has white skin, do we have to use 长的?
比较常用的是长得白吗?或者你可以说皮肤白吗?皮肤白吗?
Okay, so is her skin white?
对。
So 皮肤 second tone, first tone, right?
是的,皮肤就是 skin.
Okay, now back to this 长的 thing, can we ask...About her other features using 长得
可以比如说她长得漂亮吗
Okay, so is she pretty?
然后长得高吗
Is she tall?
长得胖吗长得瘦吗都可以这样说
Okay, got it. And you hear those a lot, right?
对
Because you don't have to use 长得 You can just say 高吗瘦吗
没错就是最简单的
Okay, but you do hear it a lot
是
All right, and then we get into some interesting questions about the eyes.
单眼皮还是双眼皮?
So literally, this is single eye skin and double eye skin.
对,单眼皮,单就是 single, 就是一个,然后双就是 double, 两个。
Okay, so 单眼皮, that's first, third, second.
对,单眼皮。那单眼皮呢就是很多亚洲人会有的一种眼睛是比较小的
That's the way you guys describe it I wouldn't say the eyes are actually small The way we look at it is that type of eye looks very Asian Because white people don't have eyes like that
对那白人 white people 基本上都是双眼皮双眼皮
So white people have these double eyelidsOur eyes are also set deeper.
因为你的眼睛 set deeper, 所以呢就是会有一层 extra skin, 就是双眼皮。
Yeah, this is something we never even notice. We just call them eyelids.
对对对,因为你们都是双眼皮啊,所以你们不会 distinguish.
All right, but if you're curious about this, you can go online and search for it and you can see pictures of the difference.
单眼皮还是双眼皮。那么在中国还有亚洲呢我们通常觉得双眼皮更漂亮但这个男孩呢他说这我可没注意这我可没注意
Okay, so this I didn't notice Now what is this 可
这里的可呢就是强调我没有注意他是单眼皮还是双眼皮
So it's emphasizing Okay, emphasizing that he didn't notice.
对,我可没注意。
Okay, so the verb for to notice is...
注意,两个第四声,注意。
Okay, two fourth tones. And then he goes on to say...
我又没盯着人家看,我又没盯着人家看。
So, I didn't stare at her.
对啊。
Now, there are a few words here that we want to explain as well. What is this, yo?
这里的又呢其实是突出是强调这个 negative 我又没怎么怎么样
Okay, so it emphasizes that he didn't It emphasizes the 没And what didn't he do?
盯着人家看盯着人家看
Alright, so the verb to stare is
盯着看盯着看
Okay, so first tone and then 着 is neutral and of course 看 is fourth tone
对
So 盯着 somebody 看 right?
对
That means to stare at somebody
是的那这里这个盯着人家看这个人家就是说的那个小周的女朋友
Yeah, this word 人家 can be a bit hard to get a feel for It can have different meanings It depends on the context Here we know we're talking about the girl So we're talking about her
对那这个词呢大家现在不用太紧张觉得我要知道怎么用基本上你从那个语境那个 context 你就能知道这个人家说的是谁
Yeah, you gotta look at the context to figure out who 人家 is referring to
没错
So it's referring to the girl
对
Alright, and then we get to the end of the dialogue and the guy notices something about his conversation partner here, right?
对啊他说诶你怎么对小周的女朋友这么感兴趣你怎么对小周的女朋友这么感兴趣
Okay, so this 怎么 is kind of like why, how come
是的然后我们这有个搭配对什么东西或者对什么人感兴趣
Right, so 对 somebody or something 感兴趣 This 感兴趣 means to feel interested, to be interested in
对
So be interested in somebody So can we have a few simple examples that are a bit shorter, maybe easier to remember?
好，比如说，我对中文很感兴趣。
Okay, so I'm very interested in Chinese. Maybe another one?
我对吃很感兴趣。
So I'm interested in eating.
我对赚钱很感兴趣。
Interested in making money? What if I say, 我对你很感兴趣。
Oh, 也可以的。
Is that like hitting on somebody?
Totally. Okay. 听起来有点 sleazy.
All right, maybe not the best first line.
不是很好。
All right, so let's listen to the dialogue again now.
我周末碰到小周和他女朋友了。
小周有女朋友了？
是啊。
他女朋友长得怎么样？
挺漂亮的，长发，圆脸，眼睛很大。
圆脸，胖不胖？
不胖不瘦，正好。
高不高？有我高吗？
好像差不多吧。
长得白吗？皮肤好不好？
不是特别白，皮肤还可以吧。
单眼皮还是双眼皮？
这我可没注意，我又没盯着人家看。
哦。
哎，你怎么对小周的女朋友这么感兴趣？
So Jenny, in this lesson, we talked all about these physical features of this girl, right?
对，她的长相，她的 appearance.
Right, so we talked about her hair, right?
她的头发，那她有长发，长发。
Is that a noun, 长发？
哎，属于一个名词。
Okay, long hair. So can we also say short hair?
可以，短发，短发。
Okay, and then we talked about her face shape as well, right?
对，它是圆脸，圆脸。
Round face. Now, are there other face shapes that we can talk about in Chinese?
有啊，比如说瓜子脸，瓜子脸。
What does that mean?
瓜子你知道吗？就是一个可以吃的。
Like a sunflower seed?
Melon seed.
Melon seed.
下面是尖尖的，对不对？所以瓜子脸就是你的下巴。尖尖的。
Okay, so really pointy chins, narrow faces with pointy chins.
就是瓜子脸。
All right. What about like square faces?
方脸。
Okay.
方脸。
All right, that's pretty easy.
好，然后我们还讲到了眼睛，这个很有趣啊，单眼皮，双眼皮。
Yeah, and we also talked about the size of the eyes, which we don't really do in English.
哎，中国人就是形容一个人的长相，经常会说他的眼睛。如果眼睛很大，就是我们觉得很好看。那如果你说一个人眼睛很小，最好不要在他面前说，因为他会很生气，他会觉得你在说他很难看。
Okay, so don't openly say someone's eyes are small to them.
对。
They won't like that.
嗯。
And then we talked about how fat or thin she was.
对，她胖不胖？那么这个女孩不胖不瘦，正好，正好。
All right, and then I have another question, which isn't exactly in the dialogue. We have 高 for tall, right?
对啊。
What if we want to say big, like somebody's really big?
就是很，你可以说一个人很壮，壮。
Okay, 壮 that's like sturdy and...
就你的这个 build.
Beefy.
对。
Okay, can we just say 大？
不行，因为通常如果你说一个人，比如这样，你跟我说我比你大，那听起来好像你在说年纪，你的年龄比我大。
Yeah, this is one thing you have to look out for when describing people's appearances. When you talk about 大和小, comparing people, the default meaning of these words about people is their age.
没错。
So 大 means older, 小 means younger.
是的。
So the other words are pretty safe.
比如说比较壮，对吧，一个人。
And or if you want to say they're pretty small, you're probably just going to say they're short.
他比较矮。
Okay, now obviously there are lots of other things we could say about people's appearances. If you'd like to ask some specific questions, please come to ChinesePod.com and we're here to answer your questions.
好，今天的课就到这儿，我们下次再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.ChinesePod.com. can access this lesson directly with the lesson number 1545. So just go to www.chinesepod.com/1545 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/1545.